How was the Constitution violated during the 2020 presidential election? Let's take a look at that. Here's the full text of the U.S. Constitution. If you notice, under Article 1, there's Section 4 talks about elections. So let's take a closer look at that. Section 4 reads, "The times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. But the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations, except as to the places of choosing senators." So, bottom line, as it says that the state legislatures in each state set up the times and the places and the manner that you are to hold the election. And these facts shall be prescribed in each state. So there's a shall, means that's a requirement. Only Congress has the right to make any modifications to those rules. Okay, let's look closer. The complaint was registered at the Supreme Court by the state of Texas. And that complaint, this is pretty much an exact copy of the wording that they used, that there are four states that are exploited COVID-19 to justify ignoring the federal and state election laws and unlawfully enacting last-minute changes, thus skewing the results of the 2020 general election. These battleground states flooded their people with unlawful ballot applications and ballots while ignoring statutory requirements as to how they were received, evaluated, and counted. So the state of Texas asked the Supreme Court to correct this egregious error for the battleground states of Pennsylvania, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the state of Michigan, the state of Wisconsin, and the state of Georgia. The Texas complaint, this exact copy of what it looks like, there's over 100 pages, so we won't go over all of the pages, but we will look at the what they call the flaws that were created by these states. This one and these two, we'll look closer at those on the next slide. The flaws, as set forth in accompanying brief. The first one is non-legislative actors' purported amendments to states' duly enacted election laws. What does that mean? Well, that means governors change the rules. I mean, Secretary of States changed the rules, local judges changed the rules, and even the Supreme Court of a state actually changed the rules. But these are non-legislative actors. That goes against the Constitution, because the Constitution said you must be a legislator in order to mess with the rules. So that's the first flaw. Second flaw, interstate differences in the treatment of voters. With more favorable allotted voters, whether lawful or unlawful, in areas administered by local government under Democrat control, and with populations with higher ratios of Democrat voters than other areas. So it appears the Democrats had more drop boxes, more ballots, more applications, and a lot of other privileges that were not afforded to Republicans. And thirdly, there the appearance of voting irregularities in the defendant states that would be consistent with the unconstitutional relaxation of ballot integrity protections in those states. And of course, that is a requirement across the board that all states are to have protections to ensure integrity in all of their elections. So the conclusion is that the state of Texas, namely Ken Paxton, Brent Webster, and Lawrence Joseph, asked the court to stay or temporarily restrain the defendant states from voting in the Electoral College. They were trying to shut down their representation in the Electoral College until further order of this court. And in so doing, until the conclusion of this case on the merits, alternatively, if you can't do that, then they ask the court, based on the merits, to vacate the defendant state's elector certifications, that is to decertify the individuals that they had certified as electors from the unconstitutional 2020 election results and remand to the defendant state's legislature pursuant to 3 U.S.C. paragraph 2 to appoint electors. So that's what basically the conclusion of what the state of Texas asked the Supreme Court to look at and to rule on. Is that reasonable, do you think? Well, guess what? The Supreme Court, in all its wisdom, said that Texas did not have standing. So, why would they say that? Well, you know, they're saying that Texas is not one of those four defendant states. And, you know, Texas, well, what is it to Texas, basically, is what they're saying. Well, today, we're finding out what it is to Texas. Texas is being invaded as a result of the current administration. The winner of this election has opened up the southern borders and has made it available so that thousands and thousands and thousands of undocumented immigrants, potential terrorists, and certainly many, many COVID sick people to come in at their will, free, to come into Texas and to destroy Texas. Now I ask you, does Texas have standing? You bet your boots Texas has standing. Now, is the court stupid? The court has no courage. The court wouldn't even stand up on its own two feet and point out that there are problems here, and they didn't even offer a solution, nor did they bless off on these flaws that were identified by Texas. Roberts, Mr. Roberts, you blew it. The court ain't doing its job, and we're coming after you, buddy.